Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been big new victim disarmament attacks on the Second Amendment developments. We're going to get into that today. Paul Watson is just now completing at PrisonPlanet.com a big part two to yesterday's important news. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. So we're going to be going over that today and all of the new victim disarmament that is unfolding. We also have some guests that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later in the show that are coming on. Also, Kurt Nemo's been here all week visiting us from New Mexico, where he webmasters and writes stories for Infowars.com. And I thought, wait a minute, Kurt Nemo's here in town. I need to have Kurt in studio either today or tomorrow with us here on the air. So we will also go ahead, and I think I'm going to have Kurt on today. We've got several other guests, and I've got to check with my producer exactly when the best time to have Kurt in studio with us is. Specifically, I want to open the phones up in the next segment for listeners to call in with their response to reading, I know a lot of you have read it, H.R. 645. Now, we know they've built FEMA camps. We know they've been conditioning the local police to accept the FEMA camps. We know they've been federalizing things through the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PD 51, announcing they're going to use troops against the American people. Everything that was covert that we warned you about is now pretty much public. This final piece of the puzzle is exactly what we said it was going to be, because we reverse engineered it with all of the fragments of the secret operation we had. With those pieces, it was complete. Now it's just we know we put the puzzle together exactly right because it gives you a very clear view of the PR, the public relations offensive they're already engaged in with this cashless society surveillance system, how they're going to sell the public on going into the camps. So I want to continue discussing this today. But before I get into all the new gun control developments, and it's all off the charts, it's just more is happening in a day now than, again, what happened in 6 months, a year, 5 years previously. I mean, it's just they are making their move right now. Completely parasitic criminal government. Totally illegitimate. Premeditated long-term strategic planning for a invincible tyranny. It is not invincible, though, if the people take action against it. But the elite are trying to set up a foolproof, fail-safe, grid, technological enslavement system. So we're going to be breaking that down here on the transmission today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And specifically, you heard me break down how they're announcing they'll have the clergy response teams at the camps. It says six major camps. They've already built hundreds of camps. They built, four big 1 million man camps. It was reported about 3 years ago that FEMA contracts for Halliburton, subsidiary KBR. But now they're announcing that these will be massive fusion centers that will have your local police, the federal National Guard, now being completely federalized, pastors and other community, quote, activists. And that's the Obama Brigades. So they're private army. This is really happening. It's now unfolding. It's no longer in the planning phases as they slowly built the architecture in semi-secrecy. It wasn't hard to find out about if you were looking, but it was somewhat secret before. Now they've turned the cloaking device off so they can open fire on us. Their cloaking device just dropped. That means they're going in for the kill. They are literally slitting the throat of the nation right now.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is you, the listeners, more than half of the time, who actually give us tips, key information. And the problem that we all face psychologically is that even if we consciously know they're building FEMA camps and consciously know the office of the presidency has been turned into a dictatorship, a vehicle of control over this region of the New World Order by the offshore private central banks looting the planet, who are known as the New World Order, really the Old World Order, the robber barons, the black nobility from Europe, that it's still hard to believe it even as it's happening. Now, there are at least 10 that we have found serious gun bills in the House of Representatives that will completely ban semi-automatic rifles and handguns. There is a new one. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I had to do some research. There is a new bill that's co-sponsored by Rahm Emanuel that he was co-sponsoring right when he left, right before he resigned. And the NRA is not telling people about it. It's only Gun Owners of America. It's only the New American Magazine. We went to thomas.loc.gov, and sure enough, it's true. Ladies and gentlemen, every gun owner in the United States will have to go in and be federally registered, and you will register your gun. So it's gun registration. They've got another bill to ban all private transfer of firearms. I mean, it's a nightmare. And then they set up on the news saying, we're not coming after your guns. 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 Just like at Waco as they were machine gunning them as they ran out the back door after the feds caught the place on fire, after the Delta Force did. They had loudspeakers saying, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. Remember 2.5 years ago, Senator Sessions blew the whistle. They said, we're having a secret immigration reform bill, but we won't let you know what it is till we vote. And then it leaked, and it was total amnesty for all illegal aliens, for felons. Anyone who wanted to come here was instantly legalized for 6 years, and then it was, quote, sunsetted. But then it automatically re-upped unless they voted it down. They are a pack of criminal control freaks, and they hate it that you own property. I don't care if it's 1 acre or 1,000 acres. They hate it that you've got nice houses and swimming pools. They hate it you can homeschool your children. They hate it you can send them to private school. They hate it that you're not dependent on them. They love the inner city and cultures they've had control of for hundreds of years as slaves and then as 14th Amendment slaves and breaking up the families and setting up the Planned Parenthoods to kill their babies. They want that for everybody. If you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're white, if you're Asian, you're middle class, they hate your stinking guts. And they're not in control. This is one big giant reservation, but we're Indians that still got guns, still got bows and arrows. And they don't like it. First gun control laws against Native Americans. First gun control laws against blacks. It's slavery. And we told you the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, or being approved, Eric Holder. This is the guy that helped cover up Oklahoma City. We have his internal memos through lawsuits. This is the guy who lobbied before the Supreme Court for total and complete disarmament of what he calls civilians. He says no one who is not in the military or law enforcement should be able to own a gun, period. It's on record. On record. Now, you notice they just passed the big stimulus package, which is $1 trillion. You know, they say it's 800 and something million, but really it's over $1 trillion if you look at it properly. Pay off to the states, pay off to their cronies, corporate welfare. But I'm not even covering that. You know, they talk about $25-50 billion bailouts for Ford and Chevy and Ford and GM. None of that even compares to the $8.5 trillion stolen as of 7 weeks ago, and then they've kept the number secret, but at that time it was $1.3 trillion a week the offshore banks were stealing. They're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen, and they are coming for your guns. Make no mistake. And you're like, well, we'll never get away with it. It's going to be crazy. Oh, they shut your food, your water, your gas off for a few months. Most people are going to turn them in. See, this is all going to be done through psychological warfare. These people are smart. It's why they're in control. They're not going to march out tomorrow and say, Alex Jones, you know, we're arresting you and taking you to a camp. They're not going to march out and go after their political enemies day one. They're going to let society unravel and fall apart, and they're going to suck the treasury completely dry, and then they're going to foment riots if they have to get them started and let cities burn, and then they're going to send the army and the police in, just like New Orleans, just like L.A., Los Angeles, to disarm people and stop people defending themselves. You want to know where the SWAT teams and the flakback trailers of FBI leading regular army troops are coming? They're coming to the wealthy areas. They're going to come in and take your guns and take your jewelry, like they did in New Orleans. And they're going to have mercenaries with them. Like Bill Moyers did a report a few months ago admitting Mossad-backed Israeli mercenaries were involved in operations and gun confiscation in New Orleans. Go pull it up. You cannot make this up. What is Blackwater raiding all over California, Oregon right now? California and Oregon legalized marijuana for medical use. They can't get the local police to raid them. They just send in Blackwater. It's in the LA Times. They're coming after you. All you idiots that gave money to the government, all you idiots that gave money to the politicians, all of you that play golf with state senators and think you're elitist, you're the ones they're coming after. They want your bank accounts. They want your house. They want your company. The Nazis, you know, the media always covers how Hitler put Jews and people in camps, and he certainly did, but most of what he did was stealing. Most of what they did was run around the world stealing all the art and literature and gold and diamonds and stealing from their own population, and hundreds of thousands of prominent Nazis were killed and everything they had stolen, robbed. That's how the Nazis worked. They let their low-level Nazis steal all the goodies, and they'd line them up and shoot them and take the goodies for themselves. That's what we're dealing with here. This is, and if you think the American people aren't as immoral as the Germans were, let me give you a newsflash. The Germans were a very moral, upright people on average, compared with a work ethic. But what they were is slavish to authority. So authority told them to do something, they'd do it. But prior to Hitler, it was one of the most moral nations in the world. Lowest crime rates, least amount of stealing, handshake deals, very intelligent, hardworking people. And in a few years, he had the cops in black uniforms lining kids up and blowing their heads off. Now, that's how this works. Now, I'm going to tell you again, everything we told you came true. We've been right about it all. Now, I have in front of me a huge stack of gun control bills. These things have sponsors. These things are racing through the House right now. They are coming for your guns. Barack Obama is a state and federal senator, supported Chicago and D.C. gun ban. Ban. Do you understand? Ban. Ban. They've got another bill where Eric Holder, the new attorney general, or whoever the attorney general is going to be, can, by executive fiat, pronounce guns illegal. Just like the new zoning laws make it where city councils or mayors can just announce that this is illegal or that's illegal, or the Patriot Act. You heard a top lawyer on yesterday saying, yes, talking back to a police officer is an act of terrorism under the subsection of the Patriot Act. You heard that on air from the guy quoted in the LA Times. Now, you want to laugh at Alex Jones and say, oh, you're exaggerating. Bull. Bull. It's you who cannot, some of you out there, get your head around this. And I want to tell all the yuppies and all the neocons and all the people laughing about this and those on CENTCOM payroll to attack us, you are destroying your own future, fools. And you're going to end up just like the German soldiers. I got news for you. Because this New World Order is not going to make it. It's not going to make it. But they've gone past the point of no return in their crimes, so they're going all the way over the edge of the cliff, and they're taking all of us with them. And all I can tell the listeners out there is, this is it. We are a week and a half into Barack Obama, and it's worse than I ever imagined it would be. Just phalanxes of gun control bills, victim disarmament, giant FEMA camp announcements, youth brigades, his... 2 days ago, his wife was giving a speech about it. And again, it's got this Orwellian name. I've got it here in my notes. It's something like compulsory voluntarism. I'm going to play a clip from a newscast where they actually read the text of the speech. I just can't keep track of it anymore. It's just all unbelievable. There's so much happening. We're not like crawling around in the dirt looking for evidence of the New World Order, looking for evidence of FEMA camps. I've got stacks of it here in front of me. And I look at the commenters on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I look at the comments on our YouTube videos, and it's like, Alex Jones, the New World Order doesn't exist. You're a lie. When they talk about the New World Order, they just mean a new system of government. Well, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, here it is in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, where it says, the New World Order is upon us, full of hope and promise. How realistic is the North American currency? Uniting U.S., Canada, and Mexico would result from crisis. And then they say, you've got to change the way your views are. This isn't a conspiracy theory. In fact, it's good. We've got to do it. See, they told you it didn't exist back when you could probably have stopped it. Now that it's probably too late, they're saying, oh, by the way, that was all true. The camps are real. The devaluation of the dollar is real. The death camps are real. You understand? We're going to have to fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Coming up in the next segment, then I'm going to get into all the new gun control, all the new attacks on the Second Amendment, outright gun bans of basically every semi-automatic out there, total registration, people with misdemeanors won't be able to own firearms, bigger than the 68 Gun Control Act, thumbprints, face scans, you'll have to have a mental health check and do a shooting test with the feds. It's over. They're coming. They're here. They want dominance. They want a monopoly of power. The battle is on. So Obama, that lying criminal, that puppet, sits up there and says, hey, there's no gun control coming, only reasonable gun control. But he calls reasonable total victim disarmament like D.C. and Chicago, where this criminal's from. I want to just go ahead and play part of Lou Dobbs. Here it is.
Gun sales have simply soared since the election of President Obama. Gun owners all across this country are concerned, and many others are concerned, that the Obama administration will curtail Second Amendment rights to bear arms. This concern is based on the president's past record on gun rights and that of his nominee to be Attorney General, who will be running the Justice Department, Eric Holder. Bill Tucker with our report.
Gun sales soared at the end of last year. The FBI reported a 42% spike in background checks in November of last year versus November of 2007. Background checks rose 24% in December versus December of 2007. Some gun shops report back orders for guns that are as long as 11 months. For gun owners, President Obama and his choice for Attorney General Eric Holder are a double threat to their Second Amendment rights. Last year, Holder went on record refusing to support what is essentially an individual's right to own a gun in Washington, D.C.
Eric Holder signed on to a brief before the Supreme Court, the so-called Heller decision, overturning the D.C. gun ban, and he was in favor of keeping the gun ban. He wants people in the District of Columbia to go to jail if they have a handgun.
After the court ruled against the gun ban, President Obama says he will, quote, uphold the constitutional rights of law-abiding gun owners, hunters, and sportsmen. But as witnessed in the surge of gun sales, gun owners don't think so. They're worried their Second Amendment rights are about to come under assault. The president has tried to ease those concerns, saying he supports enacting, quote, common sense laws, like closing the gun show loophole and improving our background check system so that guns do not fall into the hands of terrorists or criminals.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. They say Americans think their Second Amendment may be coming under attack. It's always under attack. They're attacking it at every level, shutting down gun shops, harassing people, trying to stop importation, whatever they can do bureaucratically outside the law. But when you hear, getting rid of gun show loopholes, that means not being able to transfer firearms to family or anybody else, registering everything. And then the other comment, was about tracking gun sales better. That's registering. And I have the bills. I have all the bills right here in front of me. We're covering them later after I take some calls on the FEMA camp issue. Then I'm going back into the FEMA camps, back into all of it. Kurt Nemo is going to be in studio coming up in an hour and a half. And then in the last hour today, we have joining us, Jordan Maxwell, on the 29th day of January 2009. Back to the newscast.
Guns do not fall into the hands of terrorists or criminals. Groups advocating for gun rights say Mr. Obama's efforts would instead make gun ownership expensive and bureaucratic. As an example of their concerns, they note that in the Illinois Senate, Mr. Obama supported a 500% increase in the federal tax on firearms and ammunition.
They are very concerned about efforts that might be undertaken by this administration or the new Congress that would ban certain firearms or put restrictions on the ability of law-abiding Americans to purchase firearms.
They also point to President Obama's support of micro-stamping, that is, having a gun imprint a bullet with an identifiable mark, a process that researchers, including the University of California, Davis, and the National Academies of Science say is not currently viable. In other states, there have been separate efforts to put serial numbers on bullets, which also draw skepticism as being unworkable and expensive.
It's prohibitively expensive, but that's the goal. The goal is to go ahead and make everybody hang their guns on the wall because they won't be able to afford to buy ammunition.
Now, the two groups strongly behind the push for micro-stamping are the Brady Campaign and the Coalition to End Gun Violence.
All right, let's stop there. We'll come back and play the rest of it and then go to your calls to analyze it. Yeah, Schwarzenegger's already passed this. The micro-stamping will force all the guns manufactured in the country, even if it's done in one big state like California, that's where they adopt all the standards for the rest of the nation, that in New York, to adopt it. And then that will ban all the sales of guns that don't stamp the bullets, that don't stamp the casings, and just another way to shut it down. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Every American in the United States will be federally registered, but not just registered, psychologically tested, fingerprinted. Any misdemeanors, they're taking your guns. And don't say they won't do it. They've done it in cities and states all over the United States. They've done it in Australia. They did it in England. They did it in Canada. They're partly done there. They've conditioned everybody by the dramas and TV shows that are based in Chicago and New York, where they go in somebody's house and go, oh, you got a gun, you're going to jail. Where I talk to Texans who go, are your guns registered? Aren't you supposed to register them? People even in Texas don't know. You don't have to register your guns. So they create the perception of that, and then it isn't registration. It's licensing. In fact, they call it licensing and registration. That bill has got massive co-sponsorship, is rampaging through the House right now. It's all happening. It's all happening. So let's finish up analyzing this CNN piece.
We're stamping are the Brady campaign and the Coalition to End Gun Violence. The coalition also supports numbering each and every bullet made. And no one in the gun community understands the logic of that one, nor even how it can be done, in fact. And Lou, it's worth noting here that 75% of the violent crime in this country does not involve the use of a gun.
And there are other considerations here, but normally, I've talked about being over the past weekend picking up a shotgun at the Gator Guns in Southern Florida and West Palm Beach. In hearing about these stories of guns being back-ordered and ammunition not available, and we're finding out it's true across the entire country,
right.
And you'd like to be able to say to folks, simmer down, what's your concern? You know, these are just crazy rumors. It turns out they're not just crazy rumors.
They're not crazy rumors, exactly right. There's a reason for concern.
This is amazing, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
We're going to turn...
You can see the rest of the newscast. We have it linked up on Infowars.com right now and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to take calls now, and then in the next hour, I'm going to get into the full-scale attack, never before seen anything near this, at any level near this in U.S. history, against the Second Amendment. While the Pentagon psyops running the country out of NORTHCOM tell you over and over again, this is not an assault, this is not an attack, stand down. So they can overrun our republic's positions. This is military attack. The Pentagon doesn't work for the U.S. It works for offshore banks. The White House is a puppet of all of this. We are in global receivership, and they can't have their slaves being armed. They have to come after your guns so that when the rioting and the breakdown of society happens, they have laws saying, well, your guns aren't registered. You didn't get a license. Nationwide, Texas, Arizona, Vermont, everywhere where the Second Amendment's still strong, they are coming. And the police will say, hey, I'm just following orders. It's the law. And I've talked to so many police that say, well, I'm for the Second Amendment unless they pass a law. You can't pass a law overturning free speech or the Second Amendment or the Fourth Amendment. But they're doing it. Notice everything is happening. And everybody said, oh, the Supreme Court ruling says we have an individual right. But it said, but they can also curtail it by law. The ruling was against the Second Amendment. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Look at how they're ruling against the First and against the Fourth on every issue right now. I know how to read what they said and what they did. It just said that you can't completely outright ban somebody's guns. And that's what Obama said. He said, well, I'm for reasonable gun control. You know, I'm not saying we can unilaterally ban them all. It's a quote on the web in a speech. Ban them all in one day. We've just got to restrict them through law. So the Supreme Court, they said, oh, it ruled for the Second Amendment. No, all the previous rulings have been 100% Second Amendment being individual right, like the first 10 Bill of Rights. They're all individual. The new ruling says, oh, yeah, it's an individual right if you jump through all of our hoops and if we think it's okay. So that's coming up. Let's go to your call. Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Welcome.
Thank you. Well, basically, I want to say this. I voted for Obama. You know, I'm a young black man. But basically, after, you know, just looking at him and observing him, you're right. You know, he's basically a puppet. I was caught up in the hype, just like the majority of black people.
Well, not just black folks. Man, it's not just black folks that got caught up in the hype.
Yeah. And as far as a black man, being president, you know, I'm an American and I love my country. Except for, the most oppressed people in this country are black men and American white women. And I really think that Obama is being set up and they're gonna, no, bring race back into the issue because the economy in 2 years, I think, is going to collapse and we're going to have the mirror something of their standard.
They never do something that looks good on the surface for good. They're going to set it up, make it look like Obama's running everything, create racial strife, and then blame everything on him when he is a wicked globalist, but he's only a front man. And then it'll all be about Obama instead of the actual controllers of the system.
And the actual controllers, as you constantly point out, are the international bankers. But most Americans don't realize that the Federal Reserve is 80% privately owned and creates money out of nothing and then charges us interest on the money that basically they magically create.
What do you think of, and that's why they rule the world through that fraud, through that sleight of hand, what do you think of them openly announcing FEMA camps but putting the spin on it that, well, it's a place for you to live and stay for your safety?
On the FEMA camp issue, I'm kind of split down the middle because the FEMA camps they also can be used for a good, you know, let's just say like another net.
But see, that's the whole point. See how they make it look good, and they're acting like they just now set it all up, but we know it's been set up for bad uses.
Okay, and the Treasury and the Secretary of Treasury, he doesn't pay his taxes.
Still,
he gets appointed, and you know the system is just really messed up, and I wish that people would take more initiative to inform themselves and actually mobilize and become more militant, and get back our rights. And the Second Amendment right is, of course, to protect yourself. But the main reason for the Second Amendment is just in case the government gets too big, the people have the arms to overthrow the government.
Absolutely, and that's what the Founding Fathers said, and the FBI now says that's terrorism. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Steve. Jim in Colorado, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, wow. Thanks for taking the call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
The news yesterday was unreal and just real scary. People better hurry up and wake up. I just need 30 seconds, and maybe you've seen this movie, maybe you haven't. I was relaxing last night watching HBO, and, you know, I go to the movies despite the fact that it's 90% programming and desensitization. But I was watching a movie called Children of Men. It's a 2006 movie with Clive Owen and Julianne Moore.
Yeah, that's where everybody's been sterilized by design by the government.
It's set in a dystopian 2027 London setting, and America's on fire. It's an epidemic that has led to worldwide infertility. And there's no kids born for the last 18 years. Everyone is in shock and scared around the world. There's war in every country, total prison camps worldwide, signs on the road telling people to tattletale. It's just so sick, brother. It's totally
perfect. Sir, those signs are in Austin. They've now suddenly all over the country put up big flashing billboards saying tattle on your neighbors. It's now happening.
That's why I brought that up. I mean, it's totally prophetic, Alex. It's totally commissioned by the CIA. It's very realistic. And you know,
also, they say twice at the start of the film, that the government is staging the terror attacks. And I actually know a director who knows.
I caught that line. But they didn't say it about America. It was about Britain, and they just made it sound like it's normal, you know. But here, of course, it's not normal. But unlike most CIA movies that I've seen, you know, this one is very realistic. And if people want to understand what we are desperately fighting against, they just need to watch that movie with an open mind because it's real.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. Yeah, if you watch Children of Men, they have big ghettos for the poor people in the collapsed society, and then they just randomly grab large amounts every day and take them to death camps, and then they execute people, and then they put some of them in the camp. That's exactly how it worked in Russia and everywhere else. I happen to know a director who knows that Mexican director who's very well accomplished, who made Children of Men, and it is not CIA propaganda. You see, Hollywood is not completely controlled by the New World Order. And there are a lot of prominent directors who've had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 or more big hits who can finally make their own film. If you can get it distributed, you've got the big name, you've got the money, you can finance it, and if you don't go over budget, that's how the contracts work, then you get final cut. And, you know, A Scanner Darkly is anti-New World Order. I consulted on it. I'm in it with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and others. So, Woody Harrelson and others. And people say, well, why is there New World Order imaging in this? Because I consulted on the film. Because we're showing you the New World Order is the bad guys. It's not subliminal. It's right out in the open. You know, wearing an all-seeing eye on the guy's T-shirt. Well, no, Downey Jr. So you see that. That's people in the culture, in the system that don't like this, that are able to get films out through fiction. There's going to be a film called The New World Order that I'm in that's a documentary that's going to be airing on a major cable network. I'm just going to leave it at that. Well, actually, it's been in the newspaper now, so I can talk some about it. This is the main selection at the South by Southwest this year. And it's the first fair film I've ever seen. Discovery Channel maker, the guy that made Some Kind of Monster and Brother's Keeper and Paradise Lost, you know, he's in the very top echelon of documentary filmmakers in the world. They made a, was it $3.5 or $4 million series that I was in? And they basically told him, well, we want this to be more of a, you know, hit piece against Alex Jones. And he said, look, it's fair. And they said, well, it's not going to air. That's the first thing he's ever had, ever made, where he was told that's it. It's not going to air. So there's major battles. I'm a witness to it. And what's happening is Hollywood comes and checks out my information, checks out what I'm doing. And then the major filmmakers make films. And then the bosses of Hollywood will kill it, or the government will kill it. So there's a major rebellion. The directors, the actors don't like what's going on. And they're held hostage, basically. But you know, you could call it predictive programming with shows like The Prisoner and all these other films they've had about camps and things. And some of that has been propaganda. Like a film like I Am Legend is definitely conditioning, where a vaccine to cure cancer kills the majority of the population, but some that are immune turn into these raving lunatics. If you see the movie, what's the movie they made out of Firefly? Serenity, where the government is putting Prozac into the air, an advanced Prozac, on a colony planet, a terraform planet, and it kills, once it builds up in their system, 99% of people, but the 1%, it makes them go completely psychopathic. That's actually in government studies. That's a way to boil it down more simply. Prozac does make a percentage of people go completely psychopathic, but it's more than that. They found with other studies that there's always people immune to what they do. And they've found that their conditioning, their brainwashing, actually counteracts and actually breaks some people, a minority. Instead of being zombies, most people are in a dream state. The brainwaves of the general public in the United States and England and Europe from watching more than 4 hours of TV a day are now different brainwaves than we had 50 years ago. We are most people are in a dream-like state. They're actually hypnotized. But they found that their conditioning, and I've seen the studies on this, with some people actually short circuits that and gets people even more, almost an allergy to propaganda. And I definitely have that. I mean, I don't know, it gets into more complex issues. Most of you listening have an allergy to this type of garbage, and that's really what it is. It's their very propaganda that woke you up. It's so obvious. And see, as things get scary, as things come together, more and more people are going to fight against the New World Order, but also others are going to get scared and decide to join forces with it out of fear. They're afraid of the big bully. They're afraid of the abuser. So they're going to go act like they're enthusiastically working with it. And they'll make excuses. They'll psychologically do whatever mental gymnastics and backflips they have to rationalize what they're doing. And you've also got sociopaths, psychopaths, sadistic sociopaths and psychopaths, controlled psychopaths, genius psychopaths, that whole group, who tend to be in the command positions and then also enforcer positions. So they're at both the top and the bottom. And then you've just got all the cowardly people and the greedy people kind of in the middle. It's like an Oreo cookie. You've got psychopaths at the bottom, psychopaths at the top, and kind of like the big cream filling of just cowardly, rationalizing thieves and people who can be bought off for the almighty dollar. And what happens is these systems accelerate into their final phases. The Oreo cookie part eats the cream filling. So after the system's done dominating the general public and enslaving, then it eats itself. Then after that phase, there's a psycho war. And the psychos, once they have total power and massive death camps, and because I mean that's the ultimate expression of control freaks. That's why it always manifests itself. It's a human condition. when we hit rock bottom, that then you'll always have a few king psychopaths who are paranoid, and then they'll mainly start killing their own people. They kill their people when they first get in power, then they kill and enslave the general public, then there's an accelerated, even larger purge, purge after purge after purge after purge after purge after purge after purge, as the hyper-dominant psychopaths do battle with each other. And then generally after the hyper-dominant psychopaths have finally gone through those three phases, then they look outward and start running mass wars. And that's generally how they fall, because they're so used to always winning, dominating their own country, dominating their own people, dominating their own inner party. Then they look outward and they say, okay, let's start dominating other nations. And they think they're invincible, and then generally rebellion at home and overreaching military operations outside the black hole nation, that's what I would term it. It's a nation that enters a hellish vortex. Then it falls. But they want to use supercomputers, algorithms, and studying other dictatorships, the final revolution, as they call it, the sign of a dictatorship, to try to war game it out, to foresee every eventuality, so that they, the king psychopaths, can feed and feed and feed and never be defeated. As O'Brien says in 1984, pressing on the nerve of power eternally. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You see, to get the military and police to go along with total martial law and gun confiscation, they've got to bring us into a total collapse and crisis. And they're doing it. Let's let's go to Kelly in Georgia. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is my first time calling in. I just want to tell you thank you for helping wake me up. It's hard to maintain a sense of humor in the midst of everything that's going on, but I saw something on MSNBC this morning that was kind of amusing, and it's in Texas, so I don't know if it's one of your listeners or what, but if somebody took one of those large highway signs that, you know, the flash, like, you know, whatever might come along there, but it says...
Well, let's be clear. They can, as I said a decade ago, they would put them up mm-hmm. and start it out with save kidnapped children.
Right.
An old
yeah.
lady's been lost, Alzheimer's, but now it's report illegal guns, report terrorism. See, they phase everything in with a good reason on the surface.
Yep.
And then bring in the evil. Go ahead.
Well, this one, someone had changed the wording on it, whatever from it was originally, and it says, caution, zombies ahead. Nazi zombies, run. Zombies in area, run. And then it says, like, run for cold climates. And then it says, the end is near. So somebody obviously...
Sounds like somebody doing a joke instead of being serious and saying, police state billboard, fascism.
Yeah, yeah, they probably should have put something like that, but then it wouldn't have shown up on MSNBC.
Well, all over the country, people are also vandalizing speed cameras, red light cameras, so the resistance is beginning to mount.
Yep, yep. Another thing, too, is on ABC News last night, I was watching the report about the CIA guy, and they had someone on there from the Council on Foreign Relations, and I just think it's funny that you still have people who deny that even exists. But then they'll have them on mainstream news and have, you know, across the bottom, spokesperson for Council on Foreign Relations or whatever. So.
And so supposedly he would drug the women and videotape raping them is why they're yeah. talking about indicting him. But, I mean, who do you think a CIA section chief is going to be?
Right.
I mean, anybody at that level now is, you know, clearly knows about 9/11 or was involved.
Yep.
You know, we've got old CIA section chiefs coming out like Bill Christensen. He was the Berlin office. I mean, that's high level saying 9/11 is an inside job. Here on the show, and you know, Mr. Bear and others coming out saying all the evidence says inside job, but most of the good guys are speaking out.
Yep.
But I mean, now it's just a bunch of people that want to rape children or women. I mean, that's who the New World Order are. They're psychos.
Yes.
A smart psycho doesn't go out with a yellow Volkswagen to pick up teenage girls at shopping malls.
Right.
Okay, that's your low level. The smart ones, and Maine criminology teaches this, as police should know this, that smart psychos want uniforms, they want badges, they want power, so that they can't be caught. And that's all it is. I mean, that's who runs things now, is psycho killers.
Right, and that kind of leads me into my next comment, which is, I know you haven't talked about it today, but about the draft, and that was, you know, that's kind of been a subject lately, too, and I've got a 14-year-old son, and I've always said, you know, if they start a draft, then just, you know, you just tell them you're gay or whatever. And then I started thinking about it because I guess before the inauguration, well, it had to have been like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I saw a headline somewhere that don't ask, don't tell policy will likely be taken away under Obama.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make, well, see, they're also, oh, it's equality for women. You know, they're going to be drafted, too, in the new legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you get to go be a slave, too. Isn't that fair?
Yep, yep. So now you can't even use being homosexual as an excuse. They just want to get everybody in.
Well, see, they make death and destruction a right. Oh, abortion, you get to kill your baby. Nobody's going to take that away. See, oh, you get to have suicide education, and then the suicide explodes, teaching them how to commit suicide. You see what it's all psych warfare. And the dumb teachers teaching it, they're compartmentalized. They don't even know they're part of it. Good to hear from you, Kelly. All right. More calls straight ahead and analysis of the camps and gun control.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.